to commit this time into your hands. And we just ask that you'd speak to us. And we just want to open our hearts to you now. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, so there's two things I want to do this morning. First, I want to talk a little bit about these discipleship groups that we've been talking about. And second, I want to give an introduction to a series that we're going to do for the month of October. And I'll explain that in just a few minutes, okay? So, first of all, I'd like to explain some about these discipleship groups that we're going to begin this week. And in some ways, this is one of the biggest changes we've implemented since the beginning of Emmanuel Fellowship. And so part of the first question is going to be, well, why these discipleship groups? What's all this about? Why are we doing this? And first of all, I just want to say change is good sometimes. In fact, it's often very good. And we should never be afraid to make changes. Now, we should not make changes just for the sake of, well, let's try to mix things up a little bit. But when we believe something is better, let's do that, okay? And there's several reasons why we want to start these discipleship groups. First, we believe it's important to lay a good foundation of biblical discipleship. We are called to be disciples. In fact, if you look at the scriptures, I think I mentioned this last week, but the word believer in the New Testament, or believers, is mentioned 15 times. The word Christian, or Christians, only 6 times in the New Testament. But the word disciple, 266 times. A lot more. So the focus is definitely on becoming disciples. And becoming a follower of Jesus. And yet, a lot of times, those of us who've been Christians for a long time, we have foggy ideas about what it really means to be a disciple. So we want to just somehow give a good foundation. We also realize that discipleship, when we're committed to Christian discipleship, that's the only way we're going to enjoy the fullness of the Christian life. Many Christians go through their whole life frustrated. They feel like this Christian life isn't working for them. And most of the time, it can be traced back to they really have an improper understanding of what it means to be a disciple. Also, the world is looking for authentic Christianity, even more today than ever. And what they're looking for are people who are living lives of discipleship. So that's very important. So too many Christians have gaps in their foundation, and that's one of the reasons we want to do this. A second thing, more and more, when people come to know the Lord, or they begin to visit with us as a church, they're those whose foundations are really shaky. And this will happen more and more as we see people coming to know the Lord. Because when people come to the Lord, sometimes they come with what do we call all sorts of baggage. In other words, they've got all sorts of crazy ideas in their heads. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. You know, there's dysfunction. And again, a foundation of solid discipleship is really needed. So we feel like this is a good way to be able to give those who join us or who are interested a good foundation. We're all on the same page. By the way, we should probably point out, discipleship is not what we know up here, is it? It's what we're living out. And for that reason, all of us are in need of greater discipleship. We want to have a good way of giving a foundation to people coming into the kingdom. And we are expecting, we've talked about this before, a great harvest coming. And that means more and more people are coming, and we want to position ourselves for that. Also, we see these discipleship groups as a way to train workers and leaders for the months and years ahead. So what are they going to look like? Well, first of all, we're doing a significant restructuring for a season, and I'm not sure how long that's going to be. We're going to suspend the regular house churches and instead do these discipleship groups, because we really want that to be the backbone of our church. So there's going to be 5 discipleship studies that we want to do. And I think the first one is called to a life of discipleship. What does it mean to be a disciple? How do I become a disciple? What's required of me? And then the second one is going to be abiding in Christ. Talking about, because you know, the standards of becoming a disciple are so high, we can't do it ourselves. We need to have Jesus Christ living inside of us and living inside of us and reigning inside of us. And so we're going to be talking about the resurrection power of Jesus. How do we live in that? Then there's biblical church life, our principles of biblical community. Very, very important. Joy of giving. We've done this already before, but just how to live by faith, how God's called us to be generous. And then finally, the Christian worker, because God is calling us, to all of us, to reproduce ourselves. That's what a disciple is. So these are the studies that we want to encourage pretty much everyone in the church to go through. And we may have some extras later, I don't know. And we believe that God will multiply these with time. And many of you, we believe, should be leading these, or at least co-leading them. So therefore, we see these as a way of training workers and leaders. Matthew 28, 19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples." That's a command for all of us. But how do we do it? Do we have the tools to do this? So we feel like this is a way that we can do this. So we want to encourage everyone to go through these studies. We're going to start with the first one, call to a life of discipleship. Now, some of you may say, "Yeah, but I already know all that stuff." Well, that's great. I'm sure many people do. But you still need to be a part, because you can add a lot of insight to the group. You can add examples. You can encourage others. And besides, if we're really honest with ourselves, probably all of us probably have some gaps in our foundation that we need to fill in. And another reason, if you already know it all, you need to be a part, is the idea that you soon should be leading one. You know, maybe we have 30, 40, 50 of these groups in the next 3 or 4 years. I don't know. But I do know that God wants these to multiply. So what we've done, we've pre-assigned groups for this first round. However, if for some reason another group would work better for your schedule, or there's another reason you feel like you need to change to another group, please let us know. We'll take care of that. We want everyone to be in a group in which they feel comfortable and ready to grow in. So probably most of you have already been contacted. If you haven't, please talk to Bobby, myself, or Eric, and we'll kind of direct you to the group that we feel like could be a good group for you to start off with. Now, we have some study books. I think we have them in English and in Spanish. These study books, we have not gone through them 5 or 10 times looking for mistakes. I'm sure there's going to be some mistakes. There's going to be a misspelled word. There might be a grammar issue. There might be a better way to kind of say something. And we want to hear from you as we do this. You know, and by the way, thank you, Adriana, for the translation. It looks very good. I have looked through it. And That's not real easy to do. So this week, you're all going to get a study book. Now, again, the purpose of this, these groups, is to help us become a disciple and learn how to live the new life that Jesus has given us in the kingdom of God. And so I encourage you, as you go with the desire, go with the heart. I want to learn. I want to share. I want to help my brothers and sisters grow. You know, it'd be real easy to kind of say, oh, yeah, I know the answer to that. I've read that verse 15 times, maybe 25 times. No, let's go, all of us, with an attitude, Lord, what do you have for me? What do you want to teach with me? How do you want me to sharpen my discipleship with you? These are going to be in smaller groups in house churches. They're going to be meeting different times of the week. There might be one meeting on Friday morning for those who can't make it in the evening. There might be one, in fact, I think there will be one meeting on the weekend for those who can't do it during the week. And so we're trying to make this in such a way that everyone can participate. Spanish and English, of course. The way it's going to work, we have this study books. However, there will be no homework. That's good, right? But you bring your book with you, and you'll actually fill it out with the group. Now, I would encourage you to read through the verses, but we'll talk more about that the first time. So you'll come to your group. We're going to start with a short video, 5, 6, 7 minutes. And then we jump into the study. And maybe I should say this too. It's very important that we attend. And we make a commitment to do that. In fact, you have to have a certificate. I'm not sure what it's going to look like before you move to the next study. Okay? So this is a place that it's not going to be just going through a workbook. We want to be sharing our questions. We want to be sharing our struggles, places where maybe we're failing, where we can pray for one another, we can counsel one another. And the idea is that we really want to all become disciples. Okay? So anyway, talk to us if you have any questions. We're going to, Lord willing, we'll be starting this week. There may be one or two of the groups that might start the following week. Please be patient with us because we're trying to figure out already. We're getting people, I can't make it on this night, but I can do it this. Okay, let's kind of switch that. So we're still trying to organize it. Okay? Okay, great. Let's shift here, and I think we're going to start the recording.